Moving into general machine learning discussions, the theme of next latent prediction transformers continues to dominate across multiple subreddits. These research papers are generating significant buzz because they propose teaching transformers not just next token prediction, but rather predicting their own internal latent state. This has huge implications for forming compact world models and potentially achieving speed boosts up to three times faster through speculative decoding techniques. On the tooling side, in language technology discussions, the focus remains on highly practical applications of NLP tools. Users are sharing detailed use cases for language identification, including everything from building massive web crawls segmented by language, to analytics used for identifying new localization targets or grouping player demographics. One useful tip mentioned was recommending pre-trained fast-text models for speed and accuracy in these kinds of tasks. Switching over to R/machine learning, attention is also still drawn to inference optimization with speculative decoding, a technique that uses a small draft model to rapidly propose tokens verified by a larger target model, remaining a major topic of discussion. Furthermore, advanced research continues into specialized domains, including creating leakage-clean verifiers for robot manipulation tasks. Finally, over in R/Alama, the conversation has been split between amazing new developer tools and crucial troubleshooting warnings. On the positive side, one user released BodgaOne, a highly anticipated desktop AI IDE designed specifically around Alama. This app offers features like parallel sessions and code agent environments right out of the box. However, users are also diving into deeply personalized projects, discussing how to train models based on personal data, such as journals or family interviews, in order to simulate specific decision-making patterns. The most critical takeaways here involve debugging stability issues. Several posts warned about persistent problems with incomplete responses or midstream cutoffs when running Alama via Docker and open web UI, suggesting that users might need to downgrade their core Alama version to resolve the bug. We also saw discussion around cloud provider reliability, noting instances where high-end models appeared to struggle with consistent performance. Overall, R/Alama is currently buzzing with both advanced development guides and very specific deployment warnings for stability.